Well, once again, for the second day in a row, we had some showers and storms around. Some places had some heavy downpours, but the rain overall, not as widespread or as long-lasting as what we had to deal with last week and over the weekend. That's not going to last long, though. I'm still eyeing the changes by Friday, tomorrow, right on into the weekend that will bring numerous showers and thunderstorms, even the threat for a few strong storms, maybe some severe weather, especially tomorrow and again on Saturday, and some downpours. Some areas may see several inches of rain between today and, say, about Sunday or so. 100% coverage rainfall. Today, the coverage of rainfall will be roughly about 40 to 45% of the area. But by tomorrow through the weekend, everybody gets in on more rain that'll be heavy at times. We have a dip in the jet stream, rather unseasonable for early July. Yep, it's July already. As that dip in the jet stream occurs across the eastern and northeastern U.S., it'll bring a big change to their heat wave. But for us, it brings stronger upper-level winds, cooler air aloft. And that combination, along with our typical heat and humidity that we have this time of year, and a weak front moving in, and sea breeze interactions, it's really a very stormy recipe. So I know many have had enough with the rainfall. Well, you've got more on the way, and it is going to impact the holiday weekend. Best advice would be to stay up to date on the latest forecast. Keep an eye to the sky. Respect Mother Nature, of course, which means if you see lightning or hear thunder, get indoors, waiting at least 30 minutes. It's the last clap of thunder before going back outside. And on the beaches, make sure you're watching carefully. And, of course, swimming and surfing always with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. So a few widely scattered showers and storms at times today. Keep that umbrella handy, but even more so tomorrow, Saturday, right on into the 4th of July. Now, it does appear that the majority of the storms would occur before dark on the 4th of July, and really on Saturday, too, because there are some fireworks displays as early as Saturday night. So that would mean that the fireworks displays could be okay. Now, it's certainly going to be damp, and the humidity will be high, but with any luck, the majority of the heavier rain and storms will occur a little bit earlier in the day, and that salvages the evening hours. But it's a stormy time, no two ways about it, as we go through the weekend and into early next week. And the winds will generally, mid and upper level flow will be out of the west and the southwest, so that changes the movement of the showers and storms. The last several days, they've been, well, really for the past week to 10 days, they've been moving out of the east and southeast off the Atlantic. Today, you'll start to notice some changes. There'll be more of a south to north movement, and then for tomorrow, right on through the weekend, movement will be out of the west and southwest, toward our beaches, in other words. And that means the beaches will be last to get in on the showers and storms, but you're going to want to keep a lookout on that sky and look over your shoulder every once in a while when you're messing around outside, whatever you're doing, enjoying yourselves, to make sure that you're safe as these storms move in. Again, we may have a couple of severe storms every once in a while, especially tomorrow and Saturday. And the tropics, big news there. Looks like we're going to have a 4th of July tropical cyclone over the Atlantic Basin, ELSA developing as it moves into the Caribbean. It'll be racing to the west-northwest. Now, that fast movement generally inhibits storms from becoming as strong as they might otherwise become, so that's a factor. There's also some sheer and dry air over the Caribbean, so the conditions aren't perfect for a lot of strengthening, but at least some strengthening, and conditions may become more favorable as we get over the weekend and the systems approaching Hispaniola and or Cuba could be a strengthening system at that point. Now, any land interaction then plays a major role with intensity too, and it could be Haiti that gets in the way or Cuba of ELSA, and if that's the case, that would help the U.S. I mean, that's kind of selfish, right? We don't want other countries to be hit, but it may end up sparing the United States a more significant hit. Still very early in on this one. Where it exactly goes, whether it ends up in the Gulf of Mexico or east of Florida over the southwest Atlantic or right over Florida, is still very much up in the air. But it is quite possible that at least South Florida will have some impacts, maybe fringe impacts, by Monday, as early as Monday. We're okay through the 4th of July, and certainly for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, and then just about any of Florida could be impacted by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So close and sharp eye on the tropics as they remain unseasonably active and busy this early in the season. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. Again, as we always emphasize, never want to panic. It's still early in the forecasting on this one, but you should always be prepared, and this is one of those situations. And one of my concerns is we head through the weekend, it's the holiday weekend. Some people have a four-day weekend. They have off Friday through Monday, and they're going to go off on their whatever they're doing, not check the forecast, not even worry about the forecast, and then all of a sudden have a tropical system not far away early middle part of next week. I would advise you just to come back to the forecast every once in a while, see what we're predicting, what we see happening with ELSA. And also, we turn the calendars today, as I mentioned, to July 1st. Amazing how time flies. We're halfway through the year, folks. Our average low and high temperature today is 73 and 91. By the end of the month, it's 74 and 92 degrees, respectively, as, of course, we go through the peak of the heat, typical heat anyway, of summer. We average a wet July, typically. Again, we're in a wet season. 6.77 inches of rain on average. Sunrise this morning at 6:28, sets this evening at 8:32. But by the end of the month, sunrise is at 6:44 and sun sets at 8:20. We start to lose daylight, folks. We lose 28 minutes of daylight, almost a half hour, over the next 4 weeks. Always more in the Burrish blog and on in Talking in the Tropics with Mike again at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Jay Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.